Insight on Business, the NewsHour, is made possible through the support of the HR professionals at Oasis, a paychecks company. Learn how to grow your small business or nonprofit by outsourcing your HR and payroll functions. OasisAHR.com.
Hey, it's Friday. That means CityView is in. Trevor Babcock and Jeffrey Fitz. And we're going to be talking about stuff to do in the greater Des Moines metro tonight and tomorrow and the weekend and maybe into next week. And I'm sure that what we'll hear, somebody along the line, we will hate.
Is that pretty accurate?
Will we be hating somebody this week?
We don't hate anybody.
Come on.
Yes.
Yeah. See? Trevor is honest about this.
He's a little too anxious to say that.
You might be right.
All right. What's going on there, Jeffrey?
Good question. Starting tonight, Clive Festival.
In the amazing city of Clive.
This is Friday and Saturday.
Yeah.
What's the best time you ever had in Clive?
The best time I had in Clive. Let me think. Oh, you know what? They used to have something at a park in Clive, just off of 86th. It was called Come Alive in Clive.
Or was it Clive After Five?
Clive After Five. Maybe that was it. That was it, yeah. And it was the Clive JCs.
Yeah.
Yeah, we had a great time.
Okay. Well.
It's back.
Clive Festival.
Clive Festival. Yeah.
Friday and Saturday, live music, fireworks, Kids Corner, all kinds of activities. Docket's full.
Docket is full.
Family community event loaded with well-known local musicians.
We love them all, too. We love them all. Yes, we love them. Love them. Clive Fest, we love it.
Also, opening Friday tonight, The Little Orphan Annie.
The Little Orphan Annie?
Well.
Or is it?
The name of the play is Annie, but it's about Annie.
Oh, I see. Okay.
At the Urbandale Community Theater, Annie is a worldwide phenomenon and boasts 7 Tony Awards.
We love the orphan.
We do. We love orphans.
Yeah.
What's not to?
I know. She's got that curly hair.
Yeah.
She's got Daddy Warbucks going on.
Dance.
Yeah,
she's dancing. I've never seen Annie. Have you?
I've never seen it either.
Really don't even know.
I bet Trevor has.
I've seen the movie when we were in school.
Yeah?
Yeah.
How was it?
I remember thinking it was really old, but...
Oh, you saw the original.
How long has it been around?
I think early 1900s, maybe even.
Film. 1900s?
I think it was like, it must have been without sound. It must not have been that early.
No.
It had color. And it was like maybe like 60s. 70s.
Yeah, well, it wasn't, wait a minute.
60s or 70s?
What's your name?
Julia Roberts.
I can't remember. Anyway. Yes. Little Orphan Annie. But yes, this is happening in Urbandale.
Urbandale Community Theater, yep. Right. So that opens tonight, runs for a while. What's this next one, Trevor?
We have City View's Summer Stir.
You know, every time I open up my email, every time I open up Facebook, every time I open up anything, I'm seeing stuff about Summer Stir. What the hell have you guys got going on?
Well, you know, tickets are going. You need to get them. That's why we're sending them out.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's in the East Village now, which it wasn't before. It's a casual summer stroll.
Summer stroll.
It's pretty casual.
It's going to have to be we're going to have 115 degrees. Walk slowly.
It'll have to be very casual. Yeah, so you'll just go around to bars. It's like $20. You get 10 drinks.
What?
You go to all different kinds of bars around downtown. You know, like Beer Can Alley, Shags, Hush, The Exchange. And, you know, 10 drinks for $20 at bars downtown.
That's not bad.
That's like...
That's a deal. That is a deal.
And they're going to drive you around in like a limo from the East Village to downtown, so you don't have to worry about transportation. And you can, it'll be with friends. You know,
they can drive you home too.
Yeah. It'll be like, it's not like in the super late evening. It's like, what is it, like 5 o'clock? I think you can be down there, and it's like over at 9. So it's not like,
you got time to recover.
Exactly. Yeah. It's not going to be like super busy down there either. That's why it's casual.
Okay, so what day is this?
It'll be Friday.
Friday
night.
All right, it's tonight. Holy cow.
Limo rides. They won't drive you home.
They won't drive you home.
Just back and forth between the two zones.
You should be a driver.
Yeah, I should.
Yeah.
I'm an excellent driver, Michael.
I don't doubt that.
I'm an excellent driver.
I don't doubt that. I
would love to drive one of those stretches.
Wouldn't that be fun?
Maybe.
Say, hey, baby.
Maybe it might just be really hard.
Say, hey, baby, my name is Jeff Pitts. I'm riding the stretch. Yeah, I got this.
Is that how it works?
Uh-huh. That's how it works. Yeah. Okay. So, Summer Stir tonight.
Summer Stir. Also tonight and Sunday, the Menace made the playoffs.
The Des Moines Menace made the
Soccer.
Playoffs. Soccer. So who are they playing there, Trevor?
Ooh, the first round, let's look here. So it'll be Drake Stadium, and the first round they play the Flint City Bucks.
The Flint City Bucks.
That's like your hometown, isn't it?
Yeah, we hate them. We hate them.
Flint
I told
City
you,
Bucks.
I told right at the outset, within 10 seconds of opening this up, I said, is there anybody out there that will hate?
You hate them, Trevor?
Yeah.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, see? Flint City, whatever they are, hate them. Are they from Flint, Michigan?
I assume so. Flint City. I don't know why they... It's not called Flint City. It's not called Flint City, right? It's called Flint.
It's called Flint.
It's all
caps. So they may be from a place where they mine Flint, for all we know.
It's got to be Flint.
Got to be.
Flint, Michigan.
Yeah, we hate them. Anyway.
Wherever they're from.
We hate them.
We hate them.
Yeah.
Coming to Drake. I think there's two games that night. So the... I don't know. Anyway, Drake Stadium, Des Moines Menace, Flint City Bucks. And then the other game Saturday at Drake Stadium also. This weekend, this kind of sounds like a fun one. Warren Morrow Latin Music Festival.
Really? The Warren Morrow Latin Music Festival. Mm-hmm. And what does that entail?
You ready?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. One of the most notable figures in cumbia music.
Cumbia?
Or is it kumbaya?
Or is it... Yeah. Who wrote the
should be kumbaya.
Kumbaya music.
Okay, I don't know. How do you say that?
We don't know. We're just.
It's cumbia.
We're winging it.
Cumbia.
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 Like Colombia.
Celso Piña, renowned Mexican accordion player and singer, will make his highway debut on July 20th at the Warren Morrow Latin Music Festival.
And where is this at?
Brenton Skating Plaza, downtown East Village.
Oh, yeah.
This guy boasts more than 30 albums and a plethora of awards and nominations. Pina.
Colada.
Make a splash at this family-friendly festival showcasing Latin music.
So this guy's name is Pina.
Yes, it is.
All right. Very nice. And he's an accordion player.
He's like a Latin music legend.
I see. You know what they call that? My grandmother used to call that a come to you, go from you.
What's an that mean?
Accordion. Come to you, go from you. You know how you squeeze the accordion?
Yeah.
Play that thing with the come to you, go from you. Yeah.
You play the accordion?
No. Oh. No.
Should.
But it sounds like Pina's got it down. Go to the Brenton Skating Plaza, but don't expect ice.
No.
No.
I wouldn't.
Not this weekend.
All right. What's this next one?
We have Johnny Pemberton doing a comedy set at Vaudeville Muse. He's an actor and writer, and he also does comedy sets around L.A. So that's kind of you gotta have some rep if you're doing comedy sets around L.A.
Yeah.
I'm assuming he's been on NBC hits like Superstore, You're the Worst, and Son of Zorn. Prior, he was on the ABC series The Family Tools. He's been in a bunch of other comedy shows like recurring roles too. Some of them are funny, like It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. So if he was on there, I'm sure he's funny.
All right. And that's at Vaudeville Muse. Mm-hmm. Is that right?
You are correct.
I'm taking notes over here, man.
You are correct.
I'm trying to stay engaged.
Oh, man.
What?
I don't see the movies on here.
What? No movies?
I didn't put the movies on here. There was only one. It was Lion King. There was nothing to put it up against.
I hate the Lion King.
Yeah, that's a...
Although...
Hate the Lion King?
Yeah, come on.
Lion King's great.
Lion King's great. Yeah, I don't want to see the remake, though, but I like... The original.
I think, didn't it debut at like number uno, number, you know, Pina would know how to say it.
Are we
going to
do the rest of the show in Spanish?
Yeah. Sí.
¿Por qué? ¿Por qué no?
I don't know.
Tú debes.
I got nothing.
You got nothing? Me either.
I wasn't a good Spanish student.
Did you take Spanish, though, Trevor?
Yeah, I couldn't probably name it. I took 3 years.
Wow.
Don't know anything.
That's like, you know, yeah, I took 3 years
That's
of...
It's impressive.
Yeah.
Nothing. You can't even say, yo se nada.
Yo se nada?
I know yo is I think.
That means I know nothing.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yo se nada?
Yo se nada.
Yeah, yo se nada. I'm with it.
I can pick out some stuff here and there, but that's about
it. Baños? You know baños?
Donde está el baño?
Yeah, right. Where's the bathroom?
I recall that. I remember having to learn that.
otherwise the teacher wouldn't let him go.
That's why I know that one. The ones you had to know, like, to leave class, I remember those ones.
You nailed it.
All right. Those are the important things in life, you know? Okay. Un cerveza, por favor.
No me gusta.
No me gusta?
No me gusta.
We are doing the rest of the show in Spanish. Pina would be proud.
Saturday, CMA Jazz Festival at Hoyt Sherman, 1 to 9 p.m.
CMA, the Country Music Association?
I honestly don't know. I think it's like music. I think
no mas.
The A stands for American, I'm pretty sure, and I think the M stands for music. I don't know what C stands for.
Contemporary Music Association.
Yeah, I think that sounds right.
Hey, there you go.
That does sound
right.
I
just pulled that out of my tuchus. Oh, another language. Let's speak Yiddish, ladies and gentlemen.
I mean, it's all day, though. It's outside, like, most of the day, so like 1 to 6, it'll be outside.
This is on Saturday?
Yep.
Is this the remake of Jazz in July?
No, it's not Jazz in July. It sounds a lot like Jazz in July, but it's not.
But it is jazz, and it is July.
Yes.
But it's a CMA.
It's not Jazz in July.
No, it's Jazz July with CMA.
At Hoyt Sherman. I know is. Okay, so that's next week, it looks like.
What is?
They're bringing back Jazz in July.
Oh, okay. So that's next week. But
yeah,
this is on.
Getting to it. It's on the list.
I'm just anxious.
Bear down. Okay, let's see here. Ankeny Community Band and Chorus at the Bandshell at Wagner Park in Ankeny. Talk to me, Trevor.
We have a festival here, so it'll be more than just music. It'll be all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, Ankeny just did something big up there. At Ankeny Fest or something like that.
Ankeny's a big place. They can have parties.
I'm sorry.
They did. You're right.
I just jumped in there, Trevor, because I was so impressed. I mean, 2 weekends in a row, big stuff happening in Ankeny.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hold on. I'm getting a little confused here because this list is all...
What?
It's all out of order.
It's all out of order. Anyway, so, Ankeny Community Band and Chorus at the Band Show, Wagner Park in Ankeny, features... local and regional artist starts at 1.
This is on
the
Saturday.
Connie Hand Trio.
Oh, no.
And Bria Schoenberg Quartet.
The Bria Schoenberg Quartet.
You better believe it.
Wow.
Inside the theater.
Nice.
But you're right. The Ankeny.
The Summerfest.
Extravaganza. Yeah, that was a last
deal.
Week. Yeah.
What I liked was the boat races, the cardboard boat races. That was kind of cool.
What's that?
Well, they made boats out of cardboard. And then they had to row them in this little pond.
How'd that go?
Well, some of them sank. But they, you know, it was pretty cool. Ankeny rocks. We love Ankeny.
Yep.
Ankeny does kind of rock.
Yeah.
I was just looking at census numbers. They're bigger than you think.
Oh, yeah. They're getting bigger all the time.
Huge, yeah. All right. So downtown farmers market this weekend. That's always Polk County Fair this week.
Really?
Yeah.
I wonder if they'll have rabbits.
For Tuesday.
I bet they do.
What makes you say that?
Well, because fairs have rabbits. You know,
do
like
they?
The award-winning rabbit. Of course, yeah. That's how.
Trevor shakes his head.
Trevor goes, yeah, man, you've been to those county fairs.
Yeah, I remember the rabbits specifically.
See?
Because I only went when I was a kid, so that caught my eye.
Right, so you have to have rabbits at the county fair
so
that you can advance to the state fair, and then those rabbits are at the state fair. That you get to go and see who wins the blue ribbon for the best rabbit, best bunny.
How do they judge that?
I don't know. There are bunny metrics, apparently.
Oh. Well, how do they judge, like, a cow or, like, a pig? It's just, like...
Oh, it's confirmation. Confirmation and...
What's that mean?
What they look like.
I just figured they would judge it by how good it looks to eat, but probably not the bunny.
Well, you see, that's the problem. What do you think a bunny would taste like?
Well, it's funny to me that at the fairs they do all these awards and then they just get slaughtered. Like,
well, that's how you figure.
I figure
out.
That's why they judged it because that's the purpose.
That is kind of the purpose, yeah. But not bunnies, surely.
No. Have you ever eaten bunny?
Once upon a time.
Yeah.
I think.
How was it?
Rabbit.
Rabbit.
Yeah. It tastes like chicken.
Does it?
Yeah, I think so. Either that or rattlesnake. One of the two.
What's the craziest thing you've ever eaten?
Probably, before I became more observant, according to the law, I used to eat some. I even had pork at one time.
Yeah?
Yeah. I'm not kidding.
So you haven't had much pork.
I know. No. The folks down at the Iowa Pork Council and the National Pork Producers Association don't much care.
Are they
care.
Sponsors of the...
They don't much care for me. Yeah, they're... That boy don't eat pork. Get out of here. Pork.
Most exciting thing you've ever eaten, Trevor?
Alligator comes to mind.
Ooh.
I remember my parents ordered it for me. I didn't know what it was. It tasted just like chicken strips. And halfway through eating, they told me, and I started crying. I was, like, really young.
Oh, wow.
I thought it was, like, taboo or something.
Yeah, I gotta
be forgiven him.
Yeah, I've forgiven him.
That's good.
Yeah, as I think back, I think maybe rattlesnake.
Uh huh. How was it?
Sweetwater, Texas has the annual rattlesnake roundup.
Oh yeah.
And I was down there years ago for a thing, and I think it's a little foggy. Because it's a little foggy, I'll bet you I had some.
A little foggy.
It was a long time ago.
Right. Yes, indeed. Okay, next week. Now, Chaz in July, Thursday, Hoyt Sherman Place. Dr. Damani Phillips is a native of Pontiac, Michigan, where he began playing at the age of 10. He currently serves as associate professor of jazz studies and African-American studies at the University of Iowa, where he teaches applied jazz saxophone, directs jazz combos, and teaches courses in African-American music.
I wonder how old he is. You know, I used to work in Pontiac, Michigan. Yeah.
Older, probably.
Years, huh?
Middle-aged, I believe.
Middle-aged, huh? That means he's younger than me. Damonte Phillips.
Yeah.
I have to look him up.
Look him up.
Yo, Damonte.
You guys practically kin, right?
Right,
from Michigan.
Yeah. Pontiac.
Thursday, Strange Love and Electric Duke at Woolies. This is your handiwork, Trevor.
Strange Love. So these are like two cover bands, tribute bands. Strange Love is Depeche Mode, and Electric Duke's David Bowie. So.
Oh. That should be pretty
cool. Take your pick there.
No, wait. Are they appearing together?
Yeah. Electric Duke's the opener. And Strangelove is going to be the one after. Say to Depeche Mode. I mean, David Bowie's a bigger name, so
yeah, right.
If they got Strangelove going as the headliner, they must be pretty accurate.
Good, huh? Yeah. Depeche Mode.
Might be something. Also next week, Botanical Garden Summer Concert Series.
Yeah?
It's already kicked off, but let's see who's playing.
It's in the fine print.
It's in the fine print.
You'll find it right under the headline that says the Botanical Garden Summer.
Gina Gedler.
Gina. Where do they do this at?
Is it in the Botanical Garden, like where they grow everything, or is it like outside? There's no way it can be inside.
It's a good question. Well, sure it can. I mean, they do. They do music in February, some kind of, and they have that inside. And it's nice.
You've been to the Botanical?
Yeah, I've been there a lot.
Yeah.
It's a nice spot for a date, by the way.
Oh.
Really?
A little romance in the Botanical Gardens. Oh, you want to flesh this out for us?
That's the go-to. I'm just going to say that.
That's the go-to. You're going on record.
Yeah.
Just throwing out some advice for it.
Best date spot in Des Moines.
Botanical?
I don't know if it's the best, but it's pretty nice.
Yeah. Yeah, well, you know, you can kind of walk hand in hand through the flora.
Yeah, there's a lot of different places to walk.
Yeah, you can walk around and you know, casually point to something as you rest your arm on her shoulder.
Yeah, it's right by downtown. So you go eat and then you go to the Botanical Garden.
I like it. Mm-hmm. Or you can eat at the Botanical Garden, the Trellis.
Trellis Cafe.
Yeah. Yes, there you go. This is turned into the dating show, ladies and gentlemen. Want some dating advice? Just ask us.
They might like that. They might like that we mentioned that it's a nice date spot.
Well, it is.
They probably don't market it like that.
No, they're probably not. But how do you get younger people in there? Promote yourself as the hot date spot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a good married date, too. I was just thinking it might be a night out.
It's really nice in February.
Yeah, I think I might save it for the winter. Anyway, they have music there. Thursday. Oh, we always kick off with this one. Thursday, Historic Valley Junction concert and Farmer's Market.
Farmer's Market Thursday, Historic Valley Junction. Wait, Jim Miller left. He was the executive director.
I didn't know that.
Do you know Jim?
No.
Oh, okay. But anyway, he did.
I know his name.
He left and he went to the Czech Museum.
In out west?
Yeah, can't remember exactly where that is.
Out west?
I thought it was.
Yeah.
I thought it was in northeastern Iowa. No?
Could be.
Yeah, I think.
Probably. You're probably right.
The Czech Museum. But anyway, that's where Jim Miller, it's his hometown, so he decided he was the executive director of Historic Valley Junction. Did a nice job there, but decided he wanted to go back home. So,
under what circumstances would you visit the Czech Museum?
Is it pierogies that Czech folks have?
I don't even know what a pierogi is.
Okay.
Anyway. Do you know?
No. Tastes like rabbit.
Should be good.
I never had a rabbit.
Or alligator. We don't know.
Alligator is good.
You vouch for it.
Yeah.
I heavily vouch for it. Yeah. It's just like chicken, like indistinguishable.
Yeah. But it broke your heart.
He cried.
Yeah. Well, I don't even think I knew that like a burger was a cow at that time. I was really young.
You were just disappointed at the dishonesty, really, is what you were crying about.
Yeah, I felt lied to.
Yeah.
Betrayed.
It was at one of the restaurants downtown, like the Buzzard.
Buzzard Billy's.
Yep, that's where it was.
Yeah. Little Gator.
They still have that on the menu?
I don't know.
Shit.
It's probably...
Might have to go try it.
Yeah, there you go. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that is it. That's a wrap. Is that a wrap, sir?
A wrap.
All right, thank you, guys. That is.
Wait, what's your pick? You have to take your pick.
Farmers Market, Valley Junction.
Ding ding ding.
Yeah, I'd go see the Menace, but I hate the Flinters.
Flint City.
Flint City. Yeah, I hate them.
Hate it, Flint City.
Don't even want to see him lose.
No. Yeah, exactly. Don't want to see him lose. Just get out of town. Don't unpack your suitcase. Move on. All right, that's a wrap for City View. They know what to do because they is City View. For all of us that put this together each and every week, and they're so glad that Friday comes because then they get a couple of days off. Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator. Sales and marketing falls to Aaron Libby. The voice of the Business News Hour is Hunter Pease. And the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett exclusively for the Business News Hour. For Trevor Babcock and Jeffrey Pitts, my name is Michael Libby. Have yourself a wonderful day. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.